Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending March 6, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Charles to leave post as Speaker of the House in Jamaica. Pernell Petro Charles, a veteran Jamaica Labour Party political leader and current Speaker of the House of Representatives, will leave this post in a few weeks. As the veteran politician and trade unionist steps down, it will mean the end of his lifetime career in representative politics. It is expected that Parliamentary Secretary Robert Morgan will be the frontrunner for the position. Government provides guidance on preparing for COVID-19. Carl Samuda, Jamaica's Minister with Oversight for Education, has provided guidelines for parents and guardians of children who may show symptoms of the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. Samuda told parents and guardians that they should keep their children at home. He also warned that if the virus reaches a school, exams would be postponed. Samuda announced the guidelines at a meeting of Jamaica's National Disaster Risk Management Council held at Jamaica House. This week's Caribbean news. Caribbean nations impose travel bans on cruise ships. Cruise ships in the Caribbean are being diverted as countries in the region implement travel bans in response to the risks posed by coronavirus. The cruise ships Carnival Horizon and Carnival Freedom, which were set to dock in the Cayman Islands and Jamaica, were diverted when the company's CEO, Arnold Donald, failed to get timely assurances that the ships would be allowed to dock. Donald told Caribbean leaders that he needs more certainty about being able to call before maintaining the regular schedule. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Cabinet approves National Diaspora Policy for tabling. The National Diaspora Policy, NDP, has been approved in its draft form. Cabinet approval was announced on March 3, 2020, by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, during her speech to the members of the Diplomatic Corps at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston. The address was part of the activities relating to Diplomatic Week 2020, which has as its theme, Delivering a Decade of Resilience for All. The policy seeks to provide an institutional structure and path for meaningful engagement with the Jamaican diaspora, a population dispersed among many different countries. This week's business news. Holness and Bartlett break ground for $1 billion development. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness and the country's Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett broke ground on February 28, 2020 on a $1 billion multi-resort development project known as Sugarcane Bay, Jamaica. The project is located in Llandovery, St. Anne, and is being developed by Charisma Hotels and Resorts on a site comprising 220 acres. It will bring 4,700 additional rooms to Jamaica's tourism sector. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. 13th Annual Reggae Month deemed successful. When the 13th staging of Reggae Month ended on March 1, 2020, with the final portion of the Jamaica Museum's Ground Nation series, the consensus was that it provided a spectacular showcase of Jamaica's music and musical talent and culture. The theme of the 2020 staging was Come Catch the Rhythm. The final event was held at the Institute of Jamaica and included the Prime Minister's reception at Jamaica House. The 13th annual celebration of reggae encompassed many events hosted by Jamaica's Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. This week's sports news. Jamaica Scorpions captain ready to meet team goals. John Campbell, the captain of the Jamaica Scorpions cricket team, is working to meet the goals of his team rather than his own personal milestones. The team is set to meet the Windward Islands Volcanoes during the seventh round of the West Indies Championships in Grenada. While Campbell only needs 4 runs to reach 3,000 championship runs, he stated that his personal achievements come second after the needs of his team. He is focusing on getting the Scorpions to return to a winning formula and rise in the rankings. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TonyTopRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.